Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. We'll be breaking in at the 10th verse this morning. The Lord woke me up during the night last night and gave me this message. We thought that we had another thought that the Lord was going to lead us on, but I'm always open to whatever the Lord wants. I like to study and prepare and get myself ready and be ready for whatever God wants. But when He woke me up this morning, He gave me this message, and I hope it'll be a help to you today. I need your help this morning. I need you to be praying. Somebody needs something from the Lord today. Can I hear from you? I'm glad you're awake this morning. If you found your place in Hebrews chapter 6, let's stand for the reading in God's Word. I'm going to read one verse to you, and that's verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Brother Terry, would you ask a blessing on the message? Yes, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, have your way today. Amen. You can be seated. Here we see in chapter 5 and chapter 6 of this book, we see Paul teaching about rest. He's teaching about faith and the finished work of Calvary, an exhortation of the steadfastness of the labor of love that His children has showed towards His work. Today I want to preach a message that the Lord woke me up with entitled, There is a Rest. There is a rest. I'm glad that all of our labors and toils here in this life, sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it gets heavy. We feel like at times we don't help anybody, but I'm glad that His Word will never return void, but that it'll always accomplish to that what He sees fit for it to accomplish. I'm glad if we'll open our ears of hearing and our hearts of understanding and let the Lord speak, He'll speak to us and tell us what we need to know. But number one, talking about rest, we need to have a physical rest in this life. As children of God, I'm glad He offers us different kinds of rest as we have lived for Him in labor in this life. But over in Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, the Bible tells us something here when He talks about what His children should do. Listen to what the Bible says. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in the earning times, and in the harvest thou shalt rest. In this day of time, we've got work schedules that are scheduled of every day of the week, and everybody has different times that they're off during the week. But I believe there should be a day of rest for the people of God, a day of rest that you and I should take aside and use that day to honor the Lord and give Him all the glory and the blessings that He has blessed us with during the week. Can I hear from you? So I believe that we have honored and set aside Sunday to be the day that we're going to honor His name and try to rest and do the best that we can. If we look through the Mosaic law back under the times of the law then, the actual Sabbath day is on Saturday. But we have set aside Sunday to be our Sabbath. And I believe you should set aside a day to honor the Lord and lift him up and give him praise. He's been so good to you and I and blessed us. And every single week, those that work and earn money, he's give us blessings financially. And we want to take those monies and we want to give our tithes to the Lord and honor the Lord. And by doing that, we receive physical rest by honoring him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I like to work hard. I like to do my part. I want to take care of my family, and I want to honor them. By doing that, I'm honoring the Lord. A man that won't work and provide for his family is worse than an infidel, which is an unbeliever. Let me tell you this morning, we need to get up, men, and do something for our families. That's awful weak this morning. We need to do something for our families, amen. We need to provide for them. If you've got children, you need to be out working, taking care of your children. If you've taken on a wife, you need to be working, taking care of your wife. Women, you ought to be yelling this morning saying, amen. This day and time, it's not too popular. These young people don't want to work. The older people don't want to work. I work in contracting work, and you couldn't find anybody to work if your life depended on it. I was on a job this week, and I took on a job I should have never took on. I couldn't physically hardly do it. I'd worked as much as I could work. I'd worked my wife till she'd about dropped, and I thought, what in the world are we doing? We're too old to do this. The Lord put a man on my heart, and I called him. I said, 911, I need some help. And I'm glad the Lord put it on his heart, and he came down and helped me, and we worked real hard. When he came out, I worked him 12 hours and nonstop working in the sun. It was rough, but I did my part. And when I went home, I felt good about it. When I got paid, I felt better about it. And when I got that money in my hand, I took my tithe out of it and brought it to the Lord, and it made me feel rested physically because I honored him. I love to give to the Lord. Now, there's your free time of talking about tithes this morning. Oh, Lord, he's going to preach on money. But over in Mark chapter 6, verse 31, the Bible says, and he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart. He said, into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. He was talking about the disciples. They'd been about the Lord's work, and they'd been working real hard. And then, you know, when you're trying to do the work of the Lord and the church is growing and everybody's got needs, you'll get so busy, you'll even forget to eat sometimes. And here these disciples were in this, and they had been real busy about the Lord's work. And the Lord said, come over here and let's rest a while, so you boys can eat and get some rest, some physical rest. I'm glad it doesn't matter how much we work for the Lord or what we do. The Lord will make a place to rest. Even in the pastorate that we're in, we stay real busy trying to help everybody, meet all the needs, visit and do all these different things. But I'm glad the Lord gives us sense. It gives us a place to take a rest. And this morning, he wants to do the same for you. You may be so busy, you don't even know whether you're coming or going. You need to look over your life, see where you're walking with God, and you'll walk close to him. He'll make a place for you to rest physically. You got to honor him in everything in your life. You need to honor him. I try to think about everything that's going on in my life. The way that I look, the way that I shave, the way that I talk, the way that I walk, the way that I smell, what I don't drive a dirty car, try to represent the Lord. I look at everything that I do to try to honor God. A lot of people don't look at it that way. Go to Walmart. That's the biggest pajama party I ever seen. Put your pajamas on and let's go to Walmart. I never seen nothing like it. I walk in there at times and I'm thinking, did I miss the memo? Are we having a pajama? What is this? You know, they got fuzzy house shoe slippers on and the SpongeBob pants on and these wild outfits on. I'm thinking, what is going on? I remember the day when I was growing up when we got ready to go to the store, go somewhere. Mama would make us put our good clothes on, our good shoes on, comb our hair, brush our teeth. She wanted her children to look right. This day and time, it don't matter. Drag them right out of the bed, straight to the to the store, straight to the restaurant. Kids' hair sticking up everywhere. You can smell them a mile before they get there. Is anybody with me this morning? I'm telling you what, we need to honor God in our lives, in every avenue of our lives. And if we'll do that, He'll provide a place of rest. In Psalms 4, verse 8, He said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, O Lord, art only to make me dwell in Thy safety. I can lay down in peace at night and rest, knowing I've done everything I could today to honor the Lord. Now, you may say, well, that's awful strict, Brother Gary. I'll tell you right now, I'm not into legalism. I'm not into the way that you dress. I'm not into the way you comb your hair. But I'll tell you what, if you're a child of God and you'll listen to the Holy Spirit of God, He'll tell you exactly what you need to do to honor Him. I've never had to wonder what to wear when I went out. I knew, well, will this honor God? Will this bring God glory? And I'm going to tell you this morning, this suit ain't got a thing to do with serving God. I said there ain't nothing in a suit that would honor and please God. It's my heart and my walk with the Lord that pleases God. I only wear a suit because it was given to me, and I like to wear a suit. I like to put a tie on. I like to look the best I can for the Lord. You may not like the way I look, but I want to honor Him, amen, the best that I got. If you only got a pair of blue jeans, I'd put the best I had on and wear them, amen. Whatever you got, do the best you can for the Lord. I get so tired of hearing about pastors and churches turning people out over how long their hair is, what they're wearing, the makeup they got on, how short they cut their hair. That's nonsense when it comes to the Word of God. There's rest in the Lord if we'll honor Him. Amen. Yes, I believe you should be dressed decent. I think everything should be done decent and in order to please God. But if people are walking with God and love God, they'll know what to do in the house of God. Can I hear from you this morning? I spent my life under legalism, and I'm glad the Lord has brought us out from under that. And anytime you're in around anything like that, run like your britches is on fire. Get away from it. It's not of God. God is not pleased with that. In this 66 books that He has given us, He's given us complete instructions of how to live. And He said, if you'll follow Me and live for Me, there is some physical rest that I'll give you. People can't rest this day of time because they're out of the will of God. That's why they can't rest. I laid down last night, Brother Terry, and slept like a baby. You know why? Because I know my life honored Him. I may not have done everything right yesterday. I may not have done just exactly what I should have done, but I tried my best to honor Him. And I can lay my head on my pillow and receive some physical rest from that. He don't stop there. Number two, He has spiritual rest for you and I. It's just not physical, but it's spiritual that He wants to give us. Over in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, He said, come unto Me, all you that are laboring heavy laden, I will give you rest. He will give you rest, spiritually speaking. Are you all stirred up, don't know where you stand with the Lord, what's going on in your life spiritually? You need to get in the Word of God. You need to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't take my word for it. Take the Word of God and read it for yourself. Now, as the Lord keeps our mind sound and we're not out of our mind, we're going to preach you the truth. We're going to tell you the truth, and we're going to stand on the truth. But I'll tell you what, you need to study for yourself. You need to get in the Word of God every single day of your life and ask God, Lord, show me today what You want for my life. Speak to me out of this verse that I may know Your will and have peace in my soul. I like to get up early in the morning. I remember this week we got up 6 o'clock to go out onto the job. And I got to watch the sun come up. And it was a blessing to watch the sun come up. You know what? Some of y'all probably ain't seen the sun come up in 10 years. But it's still coming up. And it's a wonderful sight to see. Get up and watch the sun come up. You'll feel good. And it's a good time to get with the Lord and talk to the Lord and pray and read your Bible when everything's quiet and still. And it'll bring rest to your spirit, amen? And it'll help you in your life. That's when your mind's the clearest, the first thing in the morning. And you can center that around the Lord and get focused upon Him. And that's what He wants for your life. He wants to spend time with you. You that have children, do you not like to spend time with your children? Do you not like to hug them up and tell them how much you love them and appreciate them? Doesn't matter how old they get, you still want to do that for your children. Do you know God's the same way? He's the same way. He loves the early mornings to come around and say, come here, let me show you something. And hug you up real close and say, look at this right here. And all of a sudden, something that you've read 100 times will start speaking to your heart. And you're like, thank you, Lord, I didn't even see that before. He's like, you got to slow down and let me speak to you. That's the way it needs to be. I noticed Brother Scott coming in this morning, his grandson following him around like his shadow. And that's a blessing. He loves his papa. Wants to be like his papa. He wants to be where he's at. He wants to be around him. He's excited about what his papa's doing. He's looking up to his papa. You know the Lord's the same way. We ought to want to follow the Lord like that. Amen. Lord, let me follow you for just a minute. Let me watch you, Lord, whatever you're doing. That's what I want to do, Lord. I want to go where you go. I want to be what you are. I want to learn from you, Lord, so I can have rest in my soul. That's what we should want in our life. If we want to see how God works, watch children. You'll see how God works. They don't get no more pure than that right there. You want to know how God is? Right there He sits. God works in the hearts of the children. And they're a blessing, and they'll bring you peace in your life. And I know me and Scott both, we got busy lives. We're going, going, going all the time. But it just takes them little bitty blessings like that sometimes just to stop you and say, oh yeah, let me enjoy this for just a minute. And that's God's precious blessings from heaven. He says, there you go. I've sent you a blessing. Our children are a blessing, and they help rest our souls and help us understand what the will of God is for our life. Over in Psalm 16, verse 9, the Bible says, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, my soul rejoices, my flesh also shall rest in hope. Talking about that fleshly and that spiritual rest in Him. You mean all that's in the Word of God? Every bit of it is in the Word of God. If you'll just look. Romans 8, 6, he says, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. It's life and peace to us. All that's going on in your life, when you're thinking about it carnally, you're thinking about how you can fix it, it don't bring you nothing but suffering. But when you think about what the Lord wants for your life, all of a sudden it starts making sense. What would the Lord want me to do with this? How should I take care of this? Lord, what do you want? And all of a sudden you start feeling, when you start reading the Word of God, He starts speaking to you and through you to take care of the situation, if you'll listen to Him. Amen? We need spiritual rest. When we come to the house of God, let me ask you this. When we come, what do we come for? Do we just come to see Brother Greg? I mean, I love Brother Greg. He's a good friend of mine, and it's good to see him this morning, but I didn't come for him. I came for the Lord. I love Brother Johnny. I like to be around Brother Johnny. He reminds me of the old days, back to the men I grew up with. I want to listen to him talk and tell me about things going on in his life. It encourages me. And I like to be around him. But I didn't come for Brother Johnny. I come for the Lord. That's who I came for. He said, let everything that hath breath praise ye what? Last time I looked, you all were breathing. Ain't nobody dead in here this morning that I can see physically. And we ought to have something to say for the Lord. Amen. Brother Aaron asked, anybody got a testimony? Nobody said a word, just one or two. Well, we ought to be chomping at the bit for what the Lord's done for us this week. Let me say something. He's been so good. I almost fell off a roof, but God took care of me this week. Hallelujah. God's good. Last few minutes, putting the last screw in the roof and slipped and almost fell off the highest end of the house. Stopped just before I fell off. I was like, whoo, it's too close to the end of the job to do that. God's good, let me tell you. He's good this morning. I was glad for them tennis shoes that stuck to that metal and kept me from sliding on off the roof. Now, you may not think that was a blessing, but I took that as a blessing. And I'm sure you could probably think back this week, Brother Rudy, when you was mowing that hillside with that four-wheel drive tractor and it didn't roll over. What a blessing that was. His guardian angel sitting there holding that tractor up thinking, when you get to heaven someday, I'm going to let you have it, you know, for doing that. I'm right there with you, brother. I do it every day. I'm glad they are angels that watches over us. We've kept them busy watching over us. We do such foolish things sometimes. But I'm glad we've got spiritual rest. Number three, I'm glad someday soon we're going to have eternal rest. Well, we've labored and toiled. It's been rough. But in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, I love these verses. The Bible says, there remaineth a rest, therefore, for the people of God. For he that entereth into the rest, he also hath ceased from his own words as God did from his. Someday we're going to cease from our own works and we're going to rest eternally. Amen. We have several families out of the church today. They're in Castlewood, Virginia, in a funeral, helping a family. And we need to be praying for them. And I went and saw them last night, and I miss them not being here today, but they're doing what their father would have them to do, and that's to be there for the family. And they're laying a loved one to rest, that eternal rest. I'm glad for the testimony that's left behind, that their loved one loved God and went on to be with the Lord. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Is that person there that they're going to bury on the hillside today? Absolutely not. They're already in eternal rest with the Lord. Why do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. There remaineth a rest for the children of God. And you and I someday soon, we've got an appointment set out here. I was born February the 1st, 1970. Someday I'm going to have an appointed date that's going to come up when the Lord's going to call, pull the breath out of my body. I'm going to step from this life into the next. And I'll be in my eternal rest. I'll be with the Lord. So when you come by and see my cold corpse, it may not look so good. It may look all dead and withered up, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll be alive better than I've ever been in my life. I'll be happier than I've ever been in my life. You can shed the tears here. I'll be shouting it out over there. Amen. Why? Because I'll be in my eternal rest. Revelations 14, 13, he said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. And henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Someday we're going to give an answer for every deed that's been done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The Lord knows what your thought is right at this moment. Y'all realize that? He knows what you're thinking right now. I wish he'd get done so we could go to the buffet. Wonder what we're going to eat today. I got a whole lot to do. The Lord knows exactly what we're thinking. You ever done that? I've done that. I've done it while preachers been preaching, singers been singing, things being. I've done it when the Spirit be moving. I'd be carnal-minded thinking something else. And it just passed me right on by. But we get spiritually minded. We can get hooked up when the Holy Spirit comes by. You'll get fed from that. But I'm glad we serve a perfect God that's a gentleman. He ain't going to force his blessings on nobody. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be running around with my pan trying to get yours if you don't want it. I'll take everything that the Lord's throwing out. Yeah. I want it. Right. I'm about a spiritual hog now. I am. I'm about a spiritual hog when it comes to that. I love the Spirit of God. And I want to be blessed of God. But I'm looking forward to that day when I receive that eternal rest. Do you know this morning, if you've been saved and born again, you're never going to die. You're never going to die. Brother Terry, you're never going to die. Because of your confession of Jesus Christ, trusting Him as your Lord and Savior, you will never die. Now the outward man that I'm looking at, yes, he will die. This physical is going to die. But when this mortal takes on immortality, it's going to be on, I'm telling you. I'm going to run the first 100 miles as fast as I can run it. It's going to be wonderful all over heaven. Running. There's going to be people running everywhere, probably. I'll be more fit than anybody in this church. I'll be able to do what I've never done before. Run for the Lord. I watch and see a lot of Brother Ray. He does a lot of these competitions and works out and all that. And I think, man, it'd be good to be in that kind of shape and be able to do all that. Someday I'm going to. Yeah. I'll outrun you there. I'll outclimb you there. But I can't do it now. All I can do is say, go, Brother Ray, go! And support him all I can. Yeah. But we all have different talents and different callings and different things we can do. But whatever we do, let's do it all we can do for the Lord. Amen? There's coming that day when we won't have to ever work again. We won't have to labor no more. You know, Labor Day is set aside, you know, for the workers of America. We honor this day and all the work that has been done. And I think it started back, I did a little study on it, back in 1864, I think, is when they put it into law to set this as a holiday and to remember Labor Day and things of that nature. And that's all good and fine. But I'm looking forward to the day when I can lay it all down. And I don't have to have no more money, and I don't have to pay no more bills, and I can focus on the Lord and worshiping Him and being with Him. Going over to Brother Aaron's house, and us sit there to his mansion and talk for a while, and I'd say, Brother Aaron, it's good. You got a beautiful place that the Lord's made for you here, but I know what? Yeah. Let's me and you go up and talk with the Lord a while. Won't that be good? And we just take a little journey up the street of gold and go right up there and sit down and talk with Him for a while. Talk with all the saints of old, what they've been through and what they came through, and hear all the stories and how the Bible will come to life like it never has before. Won't that be good? It's almost hard to imagine in your mind what it's going to be like. Not only do we need a physical rest, we need a spiritual rest to get us ready for that eternal rest. Now, we're not going to the grave to sleep. We're not going there. If you go to the graveyards, to those that have trusted the Lord, they're not there. They're with the Lord. And those that have died without the Lord, they ain't there neither. The Bible says there's another place, which is called hell. We see that example by the rich man when he said he lifted up his eyes, immediately being in torments. Immediately. We know when we leave this life, whether we've got the blood applied or not. And since I've been here, going on 2 years now, we've buried a lot of folks in this church, a lot of family members, a lot of things that will come and gone. But you know what? If they've loved the Lord and they've trusted the Lord, He said, lay up treasures in heaven where rust and moth doth not corrupt, nor thieves break through or steal. Those loved ones are not lost. They're with the Lord that's trusted Him. Amen. And someday soon, there's going to be a great reunion day. And the eternal rest will be over and we'll rejoice forevermore. What a wonderful time that's going to be for the children of God. But I wonder this morning, as the Lord gave me this message, there's somebody in this room today that they can't get no rest. They are just tore up and they can't get no peace. And it's just hard in every way that you go. I'm telling you this morning, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. As every head's bowed and every eye's closed, let us stand. I've give you exactly what the Lord told me to give you, that He woke me up during the night to tell you, you need to get some rest. The devil has absolutely worried you to death and worked you to death and about destroyed you mentally. You will never, ever be free of it until you surrender that situation to God. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. He wants to give you rest this morning if you'll trust Him. If you'll trust Him. Now what I'm not going to do today is I'm not going to beg you. I'm just going to tell you this altar's open. If you need some peace of mind and rest, you can come.